Being involved starts with being informed. Welcome to the Nebraska Family Alliance Daily Radio Program on faith, government, policy, and culture. Here's your host, Al Ruskowski.
Why should Christians influence government? That's a booklet that Karen is holding right here with me, Karen Bowling, who along with me works at Nebraska Family Alliance. Karen, it's a great booklet encouraging us to be involved in the entire process. We're hearing so much after the Republican convention and comments about the presidential candidate, Donald Trump. This book really addresses some of that.
This is extremely helpful because, as you mentioned, do I vote for the candidate, the lesser of two evils? Well, we would like to suggest, let's reframe that and let's consider which candidate has the most potential to do good for a nation. This booklet, Why Christians Should Seek to Influence Government for Good, is a solid resource. It gives you five basic why we should be involved, and particularly what that looks like. We feel that it's very important that Christians influence who we elect into office, because policy endorses and enforces a belief system. The question we need to ask as concerned Nebraskans, whose voice do we want to be heard? It matters who serves in public office at the city level, state level, and national level.
Well, that's a great point, Karen. It is important for a Christian to get out and vote. If you'd like a copy of this booklet, Why Christians Should Seek to Influence Government for Good, contact us here at Nebraska Family Alliance and request your free copy.
Thanks for listening to NFA's Daily Radio Program. If you'd like more information about issues affecting Nebraska families or any of the resources mentioned, call us at 1-888-777-5188 or visit our website at nebraskafamilyalliance.org. You can also find us on Facebook and Twitter.